This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. And now to the economics of empathy. It's about tweaking how doctors and hospitals get paid to promote empathetic care. So there's something in it for the healthcare industry if you stay healthy rather than if you get sicker. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from our health desk at WHYY.
At a recent job fair in West Philadelphia, staff from the Penn Center for Community Health Workers are peppering job candidates with questions. Applicants are here for jobs in which they go to people's homes and help them figure out how to deal with their health problems.
I would ask you guys, so what was exciting or interesting to you about this position?
Think of it as healthcare style speed dating.
Everybody seen Black Panther? Am I the only one?
Yeah.
This is the first of several steps the center takes to identify job seekers who can understand and sympathize with their patients, because that builds trust. The center matches patients who cycle in and out of the hospital, often related to medical illness, poverty, and mental health concerns, with community health workers from similar upbringings. Center Director Dr. Shreya Kangovi.
The community health worker really says, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to ask you, Mr. Jones, what do you think you need in order to improve your health? Which we don't typically ask in healthcare.
Hospitals and physicians increasingly have financial incentives to keep patients out of the hospital. Kangovi has shown in a randomized controlled trial, community health workers have reduced hospitalization by 30%. Dr. Joe Betancourt, founder of the Boston-based firm Quality Interactions, says demand is up. He trains doctors and nurses to improve their relationship in part through what he calls high return on investment questions.
We're trying to thread the needle between the reality that we don't have a lot of time and we can't spend an hour asking a lot of questions and getting more information than if we did nothing.
As consumers in high deductible plans continue looking to save money and Medicare continues to reimburse hospitals and doctors for patient outcomes rather than the overall number of patient visits, companies selling empathy have a growing market. But Dr. Toyna Jai with the new Brooklyn-based healthcare startup CityBlock says despite the value empathy potentially offers, she doesn't hear much about it.
People are talking about cost saving and operational efficiency. They're not yet talking about empathy and relationships.
But, says Ajayi, they should be. She does understand why there's a healthy dose of skepticism when it comes to this type of work. Even the most empathetic approaches may fall well short for the patients wrestling with addiction, mental illness, and poverty. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.